Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So what do you think? Do you think you can pass the longevity test? What am I talking about? Longevity test? Yeah, well, no one can predict with certainty, you know, how long you're going to live. But there are certain, you know, factors we can look at that, you know, are indications of how long you might live. And interestingly, your ability to smell may actually give a hint to how long you might live or how much longer you have to live, according to the results of a new study that was published in the journal PLOS ONE just a couple of months ago. Researchers found that older people with an impaired sense of smell were more likely to die within a 5-year period. So I guess you got to just start going around smelling things and see if you can still smell them like you did when you were younger, I guess. No, so it is interesting because there are, you know, I think this really goes back to the basic senses. You know, our basic senses are all really good indications of just overall health. Your eyes, your taste, your feelings, you know, your sensation with your fingers. I mean, all of these things are linked to multiple organ systems, nerves, cardiovascular system. So when something like smell or, you know, even taste or feeling in your fingers, when stuff like that becomes diminished, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me that there's something, you know, going on internally, because again, the main senses that we have are all connected to so many different systems. So this is interesting. They're looking at smell as an indication of longevity, or I should say of mortality. So the scientists conducted a test on 3,005 participants between the ages of 57 and 85. And they were asked to identify 5 different scents. The subjects who had an impaired sense of smell were 4 times more likely to die within a certain period of time than those whose sense of smell functioned normally. Having a poor sense of smell was a stronger risk factor for death than heart failure, lung disease, and cancer. Statistically speaking, I mean, that's a pretty powerful statement. Although having a healthy sense of smell isn't fundamental to survival, lacking one has been linked to other health problems, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. It's also been associated with telomere shortening, a marker for aging. That's according to the authors. Again, this was published a couple months ago in PLOS ONE. So again, I got to tell you, you know, as an anti-aging doctor, it makes sense to me, because your basic senses, like smell, I mean, these are all connected to multiple systems in your body. You know, smell, you have to have a good circulatory system. You have to have a good nervous system, a good bone structure in your skull. I mean, all these things are important. And so if you start to diminish that sense, in this case, smell, it might indicate there's something going on internally that's not so good. So it makes sense to me. Now, I'm just giving you my opinion. I don't know if all of this has been perfectly worked out, but it does in some weird way make sense to me. Now, this is interesting too. Longevity, this is another headline. So apart from the olfactory test, other tests may provide clues about one's longevity as well. So this was a different study published in 2012, and they found that older people who were able to stand, they were able to stand up easily from a sitting position. So if you're sitting and you stand up and you're able to do that easily, you're going to live longer over a 6-year period than those that have a problem standing from a sitting position. That matter of fact, they commented that those who had the most difficulty standing up were 5 to 6 times more likely to die. That was published in the European Journal of Preventional Cardiology in 2012. So again, that makes sense to me. So your senses, like smell, your ability to stand. I mean, if these things are becoming difficult, it does make sense that this is telling me something more. Something is going on internally, because the ability to stand, to smell, to touch, You know, maybe sight doesn't really fall into that because vision does kind of break down pretty quick for us. But the other senses, all of this kind of stuff, it just indicates an overall health. And so if you're having issues with these things, yeah, you might want to look at your diet, your exercise, and make some changes. So what are some of the basic tips that I could give my listeners, you know, for helping improve, you know, longevity, live a little longer, live a little healthier longer, which is what we all want to do. We got to reduce stress in this country, and we live in a 24-hour information-based culture. And I wrote an article. I really do believe that it is killing us. You know, there's studies that show chronic elevations of cortisol, which is the stress hormone, are linked to premature death. Cortisol, we also know, raises inflammation, dampens the immune system. That combination right there, that's not good for nerves. Maybe that's what's linked here to the smell issue and the standing issue as far as longevity tests go. So we have to reduce our stress. So do what you got to do to be less stressed, whether that's exercise a little bit more, taking some adaptogenic herbs like rhodiola, that they really do help, getting some better sleep. Whatever you have to do to reduce stress, try to add that into your life. Napping has been shown to improve longevity. Taking a nap, I'm not talking about 2 hours, like one of my friends asked if she could do. I said, no, that's not napping, that's sleeping. 15, 20 minutes, you get a little REM action in there, and that has been shown to improve longevity. Eating a plant-based diet. The average American eats about 80% animal protein, 20% plant-based. That's killing us. So we want to reverse that, about 80% plant-based, 20% animal protein. That's a diet that will improve longevity. So try to eat more of your vegetables. I mean, most people are only doing 2 or 3 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. We're supposed to be, I believe, closer to maybe 7 or 8 servings, so we're way off. Obviously, exercising, that's going to be good for reducing the stress, helping you sleep better. But exercise itself, especially if you develop muscle tone, right? If you, I'm not saying you have to do heavy weights, but just some resistant exercises with resistant bands, for instance, building up that core, very important. People who have a strong core, who have more toned muscle tissue, more lean muscle tissue, they live longer. They manage sugar better. They manage fats better. They just do better. So we got to get up and exercise. Calorie restriction. Now, I know that's hard for people. There are some die-hard calorie restriction enthusiasts out there. Some of you, some of my listeners are probably calorie restriction enthusiasts. You know, you're talking about reducing calorie intake by 30-40%. That's not what I'm talking about here. Simply eating a little bit less, you know, a little bit less, maybe cutting out 10-15% of your daily calorie intake can make a huge impact on cell health, how you manage energy, activating the anti-aging genes. So just eating less calories is really going to be powerful for you. Social connections, you know, making friends, you know, as people tend to get older, our groups of friends kind of get smaller and smaller. And there's a lot of good studies that show people, you know, in nursing homes, in retirement homes, when they make those social connections, they do a lot better. So those are just some suggestions for you. If your smell's diminished, if you're having problems going from a seating position to a standing position, you know, again, those are good indications that, you know, there's some improvements you need to make in your life. So try some of those longevity tips that I just went through. Don't forget, supplements can really play a role here. CoQ10, the omega oils, resveratrol, vitamin D, a basic multivitamin, some probiotics, all of that can play a role. By the way, go check out lifeextension.com. They're just full of information about how to live healthier longer. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.